Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is The Mike O'Mara Show for a Wednesday. And I have a question for both of you guys. Down at the bottom of this new machine that I'm using, it's got an ear and it's got a speaker.
Yes.
And when I hit the ear, I can't hear myself. When I hit the speaker, you can't hear me. Is that the way it works?
Or yeah, the
why
red
are there
speaker,
two?
Well, the red speaker is a mute button and the other is like a solo
function.
So if I'm
talking to you and I...
You're gone.
Yeah, you're gone. You muted yourself.
Right. But right. I can hear myself when I do that. I get
right.
it. Okay, so
the,
that's
and
it.
The other button is a solo function, so you can hear it. So, for instance, when I have to cue up a video, I solo it in my ears, so I can hear it without you guys hearing it.
Mm-hmm. It's modern recording technique is what it is. Welcome to the show. We do have some new things going on here, and I have been in this state for about a decade now, and I have never... this is a funny story. I will share this
Florida.
Story.
Oh, you mean Florida. I thought you meant the state of annoyance with your new board.
No, Florida.
Okay.
But, and that's... I might keep track of those jokes. I might actually keep... I might put you on a limit today for bad humor. So I'm going to write that one down. That's the first one, and I've got a five-joke limit. Take that information, be armed with it.
All right.
And just do with it what you will. Just be aware of that. That. So getting back to the state that I'm in, Florida, I drove up today to get a new piece of audio equipment to Sarasota, which is approximately an hour and 40 minutes away from my home, because where we get our equipment, I didn't want to wait 24 hours. I wanted to get this fixed.
You wanted that
right
away.
Well, we had a tough time yesterday, and I didn't want to have a tough time again. And I'd heard really, really good things, and so we discussed it. And then I find out that the one down here doesn't have it because, well, that's retail. That's modern retail. Why would you have products you sell? There's no need. You know, what you have is how many times do you go into a retail outlet where they say, we can get it for you online? If you can get it for me online, I'll do it from my couch.
One of the most frustrating thing is when you go and you will say you're walking into Best Buy.
Yeah.
And it says open 24 hours. Well, what they mean is their website. It's a lie. It's not that they're open 24 hours.
It's conjuring and it's
conjuring.
Retail.
Yeah.
And then, so I'll walk you through the whole thing to get this type of equipment to really streamline what we're doing. And less is more in the world of podcasting. So that's why we're doing this. And really, this is a very, very nice piece of equipment. And I plan on studying it and figuring it out because it really seems to be working well. We're very excited about it. So I go, it's up in Sarasota at the Guitar Center in Sarasota. And I go online and they say, check your store. My store doesn't have it. Naples, Florida doesn't have it. Of course, they're all over. God bless them. They're all over because there's only one real place where you can go buy guitars in America
right now.
That they were early on, weren't they, as far as monopolizing something that you want? The mom and pops, to hell with them. They can die on the vine as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
You know, but make sure that it's just a city or center or place. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, Rob can still drive over to Bill's Music Center.
Bill's Music Center is still there. What was the big one? There was a big
giant music?
No,
Foxes?
It was in Silver Spring.
Oh, I don't know that one.
But it was a biggie.
I thought that was the Washington Music Center.
Might have been the Washington Music Center, where they had just old, nasty guys working there.
Yep.
Nasty hippies that were working, and it was interesting. But getting back to what I was, so I drove up and I finally realized it's in Sarasota, so I drive all the way up and I decide we'll make a road trip of it, and I will take my favorite human being with me. And so he hops in under the bribe of there is a Pokemon store that is in the general vicinity, and so we'll go to the Pokemon store. So we make our way up there, and we're driving on the super slab known as I-75, and it's really a trouble-free drive up there. There's no issue whatsoever. Although in the back of my mind,
mm-hmm.
because I had ordered this online and the stores aren't having it. And it is really, you know, I think we order 99% of things we need for the show online as well.
Sure.
There is just in the back, in the recesses of my brain, there's just this little dread that even though I have checked their inventory, even though they have told me that the thing is at this particular location, that something will go awry. Because when you drive almost 2 hours to get somewhere, you just don't want anything to go south.
You're afraid to get happy. You don't want to get happy. Now, I have a question leading up to this.
Can I just continue, though, with this before you get to – I would love to entertain your questions when this is done.
All right.
But I just wanted to get this part out. We get up there, and I beat feet up there so quickly. We get up there before opening time. But that's not really saying much in the world of retail, is it? When, you know, you open at an hour, as far as I'm concerned, why open? At 11 a.m., I mean, 11 a.m., quite often our day was done at 11 a.m.,
That's a rather loose, and I bet it's loosely adhered to.
It's
like probably
11:10
is a lot closer.
Well, you know what? It was right to the moment about 11:01. At 11:01, and you know how we knew the doors were going to open?
How?
Because one of the slack-jawed employees came in from the parking lot, and he stood at the door with his hands cupped over the glass, and that is when someone came and opened the door.
The employee had no key, and their system is to make a tunnel with your hands
and here's
so you
the
can
great
be
news.
Let in. Yeah.
Here's the great news. The employee they have not entrusted with the key was the first guy that I had to deal with. He was and he's just getting the sleepers out of his eyes.
Would you qualify him as a junior employee?
I would qualify him as a toddler employee.
Oh no.
And I walk up and I said, I've talked about this before. I talked about it at the baseball game. You now have to process how you can communicate with idiots in such a way that you are going to be clear. Because communication's gone. We are on our phones and we don't know how to speak to each other anymore. So you have to be very careful how to do that. People get their information from these microphones. Yeah. I don't recommend it. So I am thinking, what is the way?
Did you print out a picture?
I did not. I had it in my phone, though, standing by. But I walked up, I looked at him, and I say, "Hi, I am here to pick up my order," which is definitive, and it says, "I've ordered something from your store," and he looks at me somewhat quizzically, but right away gets my last name. And I said, "It's O-M-E-A-R-A."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Is that a capital N?" I said, "Well, first of all, it's not an N. It's an M." I'm not pissed at all. I'm actually excited because
this
is
this in advance or do you pay for it on pickup?
I have paid for it in advance.
Oh, cool. So you've got some skin in this game.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done and it's coming out of my paycheck, according to Mrs. O'Mara. Thanks, honey. Anyway, so here's the thing. He says, "What is the order number?" And I said, "Okay." And at this point, I go into my phone. I said,
"Of course,
there it is, like this." He goes, "Click, click, 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 click." And it's right away. I'm getting a little afraid because it's starting to be a process.
Right.
And they said, "Just give me a minute." And at this point, I'm like, "Oh God!"
Well, now, if you took a 90-minute trip
this morning,
and
they didn't open yet, so they didn't pack anything up yet.
Right.
Well, no, someone had to be in there to let the Slack guy in. So they might have gotten it. You never know behind the scenes stuff.
I mean, since we'll skip ahead on that one, they didn't. They weren't.
So after your
90-minute
trip to Sarasota, which sounds delightful, by the way, you're envisioning.
Very straight.
I'm guessing
Florida. You know, it's a straight long.
I'm guessing that you're imagining that when you get there, they will open at the stroke of 11, and there will be a shopping bag on the counter that has your name on it, and you just grab it and go. Oh, like you're using like DoorDash or something.
I'd be foolish to be that optimistic.
But did the thought cross your mind
at
all?
Oh, okay. Hell no. I pictured a counter. I've been there. You know, we've been there a million times, sure. All of us.
Yeah.
I pictured a counter, and a guy would go back, and there might be a little area where they have these things fulfilled.
Oh, the fulfillment center.
There might be a little fulfillment center. You mean the
Sarasota Guitar Center Fulfillment Center?
So, at this point, I start to wander into the recording area, which is where our equipment normally is.
Right.
And as I wander into the recording area, now there are two of them.
Two slackers?
And, no, I wouldn't call them slackers because they were nice guys. And then a real – you can't go to Guitar Center without having a hippie. Or a former hippie or somebody who's been a hippie. And this is the older guy that
that's
plays.
That's Sarasota.
Sarasota's
old people.
Yeah, well, there weren't – nobody was really like elderly. I was the oldest guy in the room, so I was the elderly one in the room.
You know what they say, Mike? If you look around the hall, you look around the card table and you don't spot the sucker,
right.
You're the sucker.
So I'm with my kid. And a guy comes from way back. He just materializes, and I SU not as he's walking over to, as the one guy has vacated,
yes,
and gone back to the recording room. And I jumped ahead, and I shouldn't have. The other guy, the hippie, materializes, and he is singing. And I quote, "It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Day in the neighborhood." But I love that. That to me is like, okay, you're giving it. At this point, I am still optimistic.
If
so
he had
I'm
sung
fine.
That 10 minutes later, you would not have been fine with it.
Well, no, I would not have been fine. And I will skip to the conclusion here saying
right.
It did get rectified, but it was a process.
Sure.
And I felt that feeling of blood pressure rising, hair on the back of my neck. But he comes over, says hi to my kid. He's a nice guy. And they said, "Do you know what this thing is?" And I said, "Nope." And so the two guys go back and they go into the back room.
They don't know what a Rodecaster 2 is?
And they are in the back room looking for it. And I didn't want to say the name of the product because I wanted us to sound like maybe we spend more money than we do, you mallet head. That's why I wanted to say that. So anyway, they go into the back room and they come back out and said, "Give us some more time here. And it's got to be around here somewhere." They rearranged everything. And at this point, when the guy says that, rearranged everything. And I'm seeing boxes like everywhere. There's inventory. There's been some shipping. And they're going over everything. And at this point, I decide I'll kind of narrow it down and try to find a display case where this type of thing might be. And
good
I
idea.
Go by
right.
the...
Proactive.
And there's pretty much, for this kind of equipment, there's only one area where they have them. And I don't see it. To make a long story short, the guy finally goes to open the case with a lock and key, slides open the door. There's a very big box in front of it, and he pulls the box out, and there it is.
Ah.
So this piece of equipment, which is not inexpensive, certainly not for us, you know, probably would have been snatched up months ago if it had been properly displayed by the retail outlet,
right,
but it was not.
Well, they've got a sort of balance, Mike, between receivables and fulfillment. You have to get the receivables in order before you can fulfill the orders. And that sounds like a problem with management.
Well, it was, you know, as soon as I got it, and then I was checking out with the hippie guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the hippie guy says to me, can I see your driver's license?"
Oh my God! What a running theme in our show.
Well, it makes sense. You're doing you're picking up something expensive.
How'd that sound? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. All right. Just checking. And I said, "I don't have one." And he looks at me like, "I said, it went missing. I've ordered a new one. I have my driver's license number. I can get that. Although I really don't have that at my fingertips. And by the way, what's it, 5 to 7 days? Has it not been 5? Rob, you're stifling more yawns than I have ever seen you stifle in an entire You have a late night last night by
not
any chance?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. Forgive
all right.
me. I don't
Are
know
Are you
what
tired?
It is. No.
Okay.
No. All is well.
Why? I'm just checking you were yawning. It was just, I was just curious.
I try like not that. To get caught because it's insulting when your partner yawns.
No, we all do it. We all is do this, it. I've done it for 35, 40 years. You yes. do that. You know, you see people do it all the time. Yes.
So did he let you use your concealed carry permit instead?
No.
He got it based on my memory of my expiration date of the driver's license, which is June 30th, 2030. And
so
that's,
how did he
that's
get
it
from
it.
That?
He just wrote it in the whatever place.
Oh, okay.
At this point, I've paid for it. They have a record of me. You know, give me the goddamn product that you've made me wait for 40 minutes to get.
You've made
anyway.
Me late enough.
Isn't the whole point of your license to make sure you're Mike O'Mara? That someone
yes,
else didn't go in there to try
yes,
to pick
it
up
is.
Your
But
device?
Who's going
to
know? Who's going to know? And I have the credit card. That I True. Used. Yeah. I have the company card that That's, I used for this thing.
But what if, just say, Bubba the Love Sponge strolled yes. in there and said, hey, that's my thing, and I've paid for it. They're just
you
protecting
you. Guys seem
you.
Like you're taking the side of retail when I'm just saying I was lucky to get it. I was happy
no,
to get it.
No, not at all. I'm no. glad it worked out.
It was, Me too. It was fine. And now, you know, and then it was bad. Because I bribed him, we went to the other part of town where the card stores are, where the answer me these questions three sides are.
You Any know, of the same employees at the card
they,
store?
They, I believe, completely and totally interchangeable.
Oh, wow.
Just the, you know, you weren't in prime retail anymore. This was Sarasota. By the way, Sarasota is just new and shiny everything. I don't know when the last time either one of you have been to that wonderful Mecca, but well, it is, everything's new. Everything.
It is the home of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
It's their spring home, so I do make a trip there every
It's shiny,
couple years.
Isn't it? It's shiny and
believe,
clean.
I believe it's because the elephants have moved out.
Oh, that's right. It was the yes. circus place. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The Ringling Brothers. And there is what the hell? Oh, okay. There was a restaurant I drove by.
Yes.
And it's called, ready?
Yeah.
Big Top Brewery.
Oh, that, you know what that is? That's a nod to their circus history.
And you know what, Rob? At what? 66 years of age,
yes?
as I am driving by Big Top Brewery, there mm-hmm. is a small voice in my head saying, look what you're doing with yourself on a Wednesday in the middle of the summer at 66. Why don't you just ditch the kid, pull up to the bar, and drink the afternoon
yeah,
away?
That's perfect.
That's what it's saying
it's
to me.
It's almost got to be noon by now,
it's,
so you're ready to
close.
Go.
It's yeah. close. We got out of there, and we went to his card store, and I said, okay, you know, we're here, you know, when we go to these places, you'll get an early birthday present. You can get one of the big packs. And he was very happy. Mm-hmm. And I look, when I do that for my son, I'm doing it thinking, well, I'm not going to be around forever. So I have to take
wow,
advantage
that's,
of these moments.
Well, that's
the truth.
Much darker than I thought it was. I thought
I'm
it was going to be.
I'm not like Larry King, who fathered children, or Jack Ken Cook, because they in their narcissistic brains feel that they are going to live forever. I'm a realist. I know what's these
I know,
are,
but the whole
this
notion
is prime
of
time for me in my life right now. This is prime time.
But
right.
him
I'm enjoying
coming
it.
With you as your favorite little guy, and he's. Yes. going on a road trip with you, and you say, this is an early birthday present.
Yes.
You don't need to bring in the temporariness
well, of
life.
Well, in my mind I'm saying that. This is I am sharing my innermost feelings with you right now because I really feel
very dark.
As though it's not all that dark. It's more pragmatic than anything. I'm like, well, why am I going to – what am I going to deny him for? Do I need another sleeve of golf balls? Is that what I need to do? You
well,
know,
if
like
you
that,
keep
why?
Hitting them in the hole all the time, you're going to need another sleeve of
no,
golf
look,
balls.
He only needs one.
Josh married an accountant. Mm. I have an accountant for a wife. You know, we all have the women in our lives who manage our finances and yell at us for
right.
doing what we do. If the three of us had our druthers, you know, he'd have a guess. Did we lose? Oh, you froze for a second with
He's
your
back.
Outer Banks stuff. I was glad to do it, and he is my favorite human, and he makes me laugh, and he's just a great kid. And it's just having him along made the trip half as long.
You know what
but
you should
I,
tell him,
I like
him,
the
Mike.
Idea.
Yes.
I think you should do that. Give him a big bag of Pokemon cards and say, here's an early birthday present. You never know if it's still my last birthday with you.
That's way too dark. What you need to do is promise him that if he still likes trading cards, that you could have a Catholic funeral with all the Saint trading cards they hand out. I always take a couple.
The Saints.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I bet I have one in my table over here.
You have like a chest with all of your funeral memorabilia. Please tell me you don't have that.
There is a drawer in my coffee table that I put the programs in, you know, now, the bulletin. But hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
You're not a guy that takes selfies with the casket, right?
I do not.
Like one last picture together.
I don't like open caskets at all.
You
I will not look at an open casket.
Saved funeral stuff?
Sure. For a loved one? Mike, have you ever loved anyone enough that you want to save their funeral things?
I've loved somebody enough, but I'm not a hoarder.
How is that hoarding? It's one drawer.
Oh, my God. How is it hoarding?
I am. The amazing part is that Rob's getting up to get it, that he knows where he keeps it.
Hang on one second.
He knows exactly where it is.
Right. It's not in a random junk drawer.
Jesus.
Or stored
Christ.
With family photos.
God, he needs treatment. He really does. He needs some treatment. I don't know what. He has a drawer with, you know, the little pieces of paper that they put out for the loved one.
Yeah, the bulletin.
Those end up in my car, and then they're thrown out the next time I'm at the car wash.
Right, exactly.
Jeez Louise.
You know what I found in my car when cleaning it out before this trip? I found a Christmas card. From Rob Spiewak, the Spiewak family Christmas card. And I'm sorry, Rob, it went into the trash can at the gas station today.
It's something else. I know what he's talking about. It's usually one piece of paper folded, and you've got the a little blurb about there or where donations can be sent.
And the oval picture.
The little oval picture. Oh, this is...
I just grabbed what was on top.
All right, so this is the first one in the pile.
Yeah, the first one is, this is in loving memory of my Uncle Dana. Jesus, I trust in you. And there's the trading card.
And that's a card, right?
Yeah. I think they throw them in if you get a nice casket. They put them out at the funeral home.
Do you have any where there it's the piece of paper that's folded into, you know?
Oh, the bulletin? Yeah.
The bulletin, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. This is for my Uncle George. This is for my Aunt Maria. Oh, here's a nice one.
Is he not obsessed with death, like more than anybody I know?
My buddy Mark.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my Aunt Gail, my godmother.
I got one of those, too. Okay.
Maybe there's more. Oh, wait. There's more in here. What is this?
No.
I don't even know what these are. We're so sorry for your loss. Oh, a lovely card from Eric Stolginski. I think that's nice. Don't you?
He's still alive.
I know.
This is really weird, Rob.
And my Aunt Lina wrote me a condolence card about Mark. So there's more over there, but I don't want to go get them all.
Go put that back in your death pile.
No. The death pile. You know what? Maybe I'll read these tonight. Good reading.
Wow. That's our first wow of the show today.
That's
the first wow.
So you don't
I'm
keep
kind that. Of speechless, Rob. I am actually kind of at a loss for words.
No, I mean, I love death. I do, because it's something that fascinates me. But I don't think it's weird. They don't give you those cards to take home and throw away. They give them to take home and remember.
They don't care.
They do.
They could care. They do not care, Rob.
I don't know.
They don't care. They're dead.
They don't care.
They're deceased.
No, I'm talking about the funeral home. And this is, you know what? How about this? Funerals are not for the dead. Funerals are for the living.
Obviously,
so you can grieve.
In your case, they are. That's for sure. That's it's just kind of weird.
I'm thinking that at my funeral, I don't want to have one, but if they do one, I will hand
now
out Pokemon cards.
That's the weird part. You don't want to have a memorial service.
I don't. It's weird. It's
you're like one of the few people where if I was above ground, I would go to your memorial service.
Thank you.
I would. I mean, and you don't want to have one at all.
You'd have to travel and all that, so that's
a
lot to put on you.
With someone that is so enamored of death, like nobody gets more excited about telling somebody that somebody's died than Rob Spiewak.
Right,
and
that's true.
And it's weird, but it's the truth. And you don't want to have one yourself?
No, I don't. I don't want anything expensive. I don't want anything that's like a big deal. I just, you know what? If people want to, you know, remember me and have a drink, that's fine. But I don't want to organize anything.
In its own little way, it's just a different side. I knew you were fascinated with it. I mean, Rob could do, If Rob could do like once a week a memorial show on someone that's died, he probably would do it gratefully. But this saving of the bulletins,
I'll give you this, and it came from my grandmother. Yes. My fascination with death is weird, especially because, like, you know, I hate wax museums and stuff like that. I'm not a guy that likes creepy stuff. That's weird. But saving the Jesus action figure cards and saving the programs, that's not. Like, I have over there programs from concerts I went to because I want to remember them.
Somebody said to me,
yeah,
what do you like best? I've gotten the question forever. What mm-hmm. do you like best about doing your show? If you ask me that question, it's right now. If you want to know the kind of thing where I've had a bit of a day leading up to this with my equipment and getting all the stuff done, mm-hmm. and then, you know, coming in here and getting that story of Rob's, like,
I'm
saving
sure
of the thing.
I'm sure we've discussed about it in the past.
No,
right?
I'm not quite sure we've discussed that you save the
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
I think
he leads
Mike's
me beside still waters.
I think it's time for Rob to launch his own podcast, The Death Reel.
The Death Wheel.
I'd
the
like
Wheel
that.
Of Death.
One dead
the Wheel
guy.
Of Death. And let's, you know, not have what? Him launch his own until I'm dead, okay? I'd rather fill my time, and that'll give me another 18 if I get a chance.
All right.
That'll be that'll be
well,
cool.
You'll be episode one.
We're dropping a yes, that'll be the inaugural.
Episode one will feature me.
We Yay. Actually are dropping a TMOS extra tomorrow where you will find out with video footage where I want my ashes to go.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. Josh was
you want it, you want your ashes down at the beach.
I want some of them in the house I grew up in. I want some of them in the Atlantic Ocean. And I want a small portion at the Grizzly in King's Dominion. The statue. And we talked,
Mike,
about the location.
I wanted to see the exact location so that Robert would get them in the right location when the time comes.
Exactly. You
so
see,
we
you
made
would
sure
think
to
I
All right, let me ask you this.
All right.
If you predecease me.
When I predecease you.
When you predecease me.
Right.
Would you scatter those ashes, like, at the top of the Grizzly as
no,
you're going down?
No.
Wouldn't
no.
that be fun for your family to do?
No, because then they're going to blow in the face of the people that are behind you. That's
what
no way to make a friend.
What if you're the last car?
I like the front car. But I guess you could do it in the last car. But, you know, I want them to sort of not go into the... There's every chance they would end up at the slingshot ride if I did that. On a breezy day, and I don't like that ride. So, or it could go over to Twisted Timbers. That'd be nice.
So, where do you want to put them at the base, like at the like one of the wooden pillars or whatever that are in there?
There is a bear statue that is at the entrance, and he has, you know, landscaping and a fence around him, small fence, and that's where I'd like the ashes.
And I said, some wide legs.
I was going to say right between the legs is where I want it. Now, I've also said in my
can't write it, folks.
I've also said in my will that if anyone in the family would like some of my ashes, they're welcome to them, but they have to provide their own container and don't be greedy.
You mean if people want your ashes?
Yeah, like if they wanted some of the ashes, they can have them if they want.
We'll get them up on the store.
Yeah.
This is every possible layer of Rob you can get. See, because that last part was the inflated opinion of himself, right there.
No, I don't think
that
so.
That's a little egomaniacal.
No, you know? I just said if they want it, they can
wants
have it.
A little vial of my
I'm not
ashes.
A listener. It's my family.
Oh, your family. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to listen, man.
I'm sorry.
Mike,
sorry,
it's
man.
Not, man. It's not egotistical. It's what Rob would want, because if any other family member offered that, Rob would be grabbing and storing their ashes in the corner.
My dad has a little bit of his brother Pete that is at his house, which I think is very nice.
By the way, Josh, with all the times that I get frustrated with Rob, these are the moments where I, in my own mind right now, I consider the man a bit of a treasure. I truly do.
A national treasure?
That would be my job, right? To get this show in more homes.
Right.
Exactly. On more devices, you know, and that's why smash that like button.
That's right. Share that episode.
And
Mike.
Share that episode. This to me is, it is so far away from my brain to even conceive of you know, having that kind of detail where...
Well, you don't want to rely on other people to do it, because not only is it going to be wrong, it's a hassle for them.
Do you picture Carrie and Robert
cheering.
And,
yes,
and Julia?
Cheering.
No, stop it. Carrie and Robert and Julia going to this bear at King's Dominion.
Mike,
and
it's at an amusement park. It is a park that is dedicated to amusing you. And
would they ask permission, or do you think it's not allowed?
Mike,
they're
going
to have to bring it in like a lipstick container or something.
Yeah. You know? Okay. We had this discussion in front of the bear with the King's Dominion employee off camera just staring at us.
Yeah, because like, I brought it up to the guy, and I said, do you ever deal with that? He says, not a lot here.
No, this
but
is
I,
what he said, Rob. This is what he said when you asked that.
No, I said, do you deal with that a lot here? And he said...
Well, no, we don't, Mr. Spiewak.
No, he said that King's Dominion doesn't deal with it a lot, but Disney actually has set protocols for people that dump ashes in rides, that they actually have a methodology they go through. And that's usually in the Haunted Mansion, but Pirates gets it a lot, too.
It's a sign that says, thin the herd. Right?
No. So there'll be the ashes at King's Dominion. And Josh said he's going to try to get me a plaque, but I don't know if that
would happen. Yeah, I'll show up with a plaque.
Wow, that's something else. That's it. No, see, the plaque, you mean a plaque just for you? Here lies the ashes of Rob Spiewak?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Jimmy might pull that for you.
Oh, you know
Jimmy
what?
Jimmy might do it, but Jimmy might give you a part of a wall.
I would love that.
Like Uncle Dave has, right?
But there is actually, King's Dominion is also selling bricks. So maybe I should try to get under the brick.
No, really?
Yes.
It's fine. They don't have to necessarily be memorial bricks. We have a Mike O'Mara Show brick at Jimmy's.
Yeah,
we have that.
You know? So, I mean, when you think of... like the happiest times in your life, things that you associate with being happy.
Yeah.
You'd probably think of Maine. Actually, some years ago, of course. But
yeah, you got that wrong, pal.
Well, no. I think when you were a boy, you liked Maine.
There is no place on earth right now.
Right.
And by the way, I am, I discussed a tremendous golf accomplishment, my favorite sport, that was a bit disappointing. And it was just, you know, it was weird. It was weird.
But you will end up, you're
going to
end up.
Am I sounding a little funny on my microphone at all?
Nope. Sounds good over here.
Just checking.
Are you going to end up in Frenchman's Bay like your folks?
Probably.
Okay, so that's a place you love.
Carla expresses a desire to be up there as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that has a lot to do. As long as I am in some way close to her, that's really what I want.
Get a locket. A locket full of Mike. Just a little ashes and a necklace, and then you'd be with her all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, we have discussed...
Oh, your internal rest.
We have discussed going to a place eternally and having our ashes or our bodies next to each other.
I see.
That's what and we... Now, this
dying
is so
together.
Morbid. You have gotten us into this discussion, you hump. You have gotten us into this discussion.
You brought up trading cards, so I, as I always do, brought up Jesus. That's how it works. It's just the path of the show. So you got what you do. Little baby Jesus.
I have a bunch of them. I have little baby Jesuses. I'll give them to you. If you want one, just ask for one.
I have just one. I could use a spare. By the way,
I'll give you 10.
Something went in the mail to you today, Mike, now that the heat is breaking a little up here.
I like your move, Rob. Because now Mike has forgotten about it.
No.
Completely forgotten
the joy,
about it.
You
don't
get the
remember
joy again when it arrives.
Your birthday present,
forgot.
You were so excited about it.
About what you were going to send me?
Yeah. And remember, I couldn't send it right away because it was a record heat wave.
By the way, you tell Josh the truth, Rob.
Yeah.
How many years
yes.
have you counted on my short-term memory? On me, like, asking you to do something and then forgetting that I asked you and you slide on it and you know you can get away with that. How long has that been going on?
Well, I mean, probably since I've met you.
There it is.
Yeah. But
there it is. Yes.
Mike, I want you to think in the recesses of your mind, what would I mail you that might have to do with heat? And I took it out of my freezer.
Oh, a fruitcake.
Exactly, and it's in the mail today. It's on
the
way.
Why did it take so long to get it?
Because it's been 150 degrees up here, and I don't like dropping it in the
down. It's 150 down here anyway.
I wanted it to be a little cooler before I sent it.
Or did you just forget?
I never forgot. I see it every day in the fridge.
Any man that has funeral arrangements in his desk drawer probably doesn't
forget
much.
They're not arrangements. They're trading cards and programs.
Okay, thank you. We have to move on, and we've got a lot of show today.
Do you ever hang in there? Like, what about at a concert? Do you have a concert program ever?
No, I'm not one of those ticket stub people that hoard that. It's hoarding. It's hoarding. You know. By the way,
that's hateful.
I had,
that's very hateful when you say that.
But it's the truth. Can I tell you something? You know, yesterday my scorecard.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't hear this. Was signed by all three guys I played with to commemorate my hole in one at Happy Valley on the 15th hole. And you know where it is?
Where?
It was on the golf cart that went into the cart barn. I have no idea where it is. It's gone.
You know, that's sort of a slap in the face to them more than you.
Probably is, but I forgot. That's how much it meant to me. I don't. Yeah. I don't. Not a saver.
Well, I mean, you get so many holes in one.
Yeah,
now.
No one remembers the second one. No.
I think I've got a plaque though that I kept. I'm pretty sure. I just don't know where it is.
I remember. Hey. Is there a broken golf club? Do you still have that plaque?
No, that's gone.
That's sad. I love that.
That's gone, like in storage up in Maine somewhere.
Okay.
That,
your favorite
where place. Where a guy put that on one of the holes.
That's where all the good stuff is.
They gave that when I left another one of the places I played golf. I had a broken club that was given to me as a plaque. I was more hot-headed in those days. Hey, listen to me.
Yes.
Ever hear someone say "snug as a bug in a rug"?
I've heard that.
I hate that cutesy phrase. No, I don't. I really don't, Rob, because my mom used to say it. Snug as a bug in a rug.
Invest in the spot, Mike. Trust the process.
I hate bugs. They don't deserve hugs or snugs or anything. I detest bugs. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control company. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, fun, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these instructions, and you will be able to complete your application around your house. And I am not exaggerating, in less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Pesty gets rid of over 100. Now, it's 10 minutes unless you live at, like, Downton Abbey. It might take a little longer if you live in a place like that.
10 minutes always. Always 10 minutes.
Pesticides they ship.
And if you can't get it done in 10 minutes, it's your fault.
Lord Grantham, have you completed the Pesty application?
Carson putting on the gloves.
Well, yes, sir. We've completed the pesticides at Pesty.
The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Pesty is the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Beat it, insects. Scram. Scram now. Get out of here.
And Mike, to be clear, I don't just collect death stuff.
Yeah.
I also save Christmas cards.
Oh, well.
And isn't that nice?
Well, more people do that than collect death cards. That's for
sure. Well, a lot of the people that I have cards from are dead now.
I understand, Bruce.
If I go back like 10 years, that's sort of a dangerous path to go when you look like through an address book and you have to cross people out.
How about birth announcements? Do you keep them?
I have one of Robert's.
Well, okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Carly got out of storage the other day. Michael's baby outfit that we took him home from the hospital in.
Oh, that's sweet.
It smelled all storagey, though. You know,
yeah.
You know how storage smells.
I remember
nasty.
Him as a baby smelling that way.
Let's get started, shall we? Travel and Leisure put out its annual list. I love these lists of the U.S. cities to visit. And for the first time since 2012, Charleston, South Carolina is not number one.
Wow. I've never been, but I know that Savannah is a sister city. So
Josh is the closest to there right now. Mm-hmm. He's in the Outer Banks. Charleston held the top spot for 12 straight years. I didn't know that. But 180,000 readers voted, and the new best city in America. I will entertain guesses.
I'm going to guess, and I'm pretty sure about this. Is it Columbia, Maryland?
You're not using Bowie anymore?
No, I just like Columbia because of its proximity to Mary.
It's Dundalk.
Dundalk.
It's Dundalk. No, no. As usual, it is Chico, California.
No, stop it. You know as for a fact. No, Mike.
But it is a California city. It's Bakersfield.
Oh, you know why? Because everyone has got a resurgence in popularity of Buck Owens. Do you know who Buck Owens is, Josh?
I do not.
Yeah, he was one of the hosts. He was a co-host of Hee Haw, and he had a
I'm grinning.
He had a red, white, and blue guitar, you know. And don't forget, Mike, his backup band, the Buckaroos.
Coming in.
Now, I've seen a lot of these lists.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, I've seen a lot of these lists because St. Augustine is suddenly showing up on a lot of these lists.
In a positive light, right?
In a positive light. Well, positive for visitors, negative for me. I don't want all these people coming.
There you go. He's a people person. That's why he fits in here, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Nah.
Santa Fe scored the highest thanks to its 300 days of sunshine, excellent food options, and natural beauty.
What do they have, like Mexican food?
Charleston fell to number three this year.
Like a burrito?
The top 10 U.S. cities to visit in 2025 are as follows. Santa Fe, New Orleans, Charleston, New Orleans. I thought our last live show in New Orleans might be our last because it was kind of icky.
Well,
didn't you?
I felt that the casino end of town needed some attention. I think the quarter is still okay.
Perhaps.
The quarter is still nice.
Hey, Harrah's, I don't care what your financial bottom line is. You know, how about one bar stool that's not ripped?
How about a casino that doesn't have a dividing line made by a tarp? I didn't like that either.
Thanks so much, Harrah's. New Orleans, Charleston, Savannah. Great city. Savannah, Georgia.
Love it.
Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, that lovable suburb of Washington, D.C.
There it is. Followed by Honolulu, Greenville, South Carolina.
Hold it. Alexandria beat out Honolulu for a place to visit? People are stupid.
Well, it's hard to travel.
Greenville, South Carolina. Didn't our buddy Goldie work up there for a million years before he retired? I think he did.
Yeah, I think he's in North Carolina now.
New York City, Asheville, North Carolina, and Chicago, Illinois. Santa Fe ranked 19th worldwide. That's what people get mad at when I stumble like that. Sorry.
Nah. You know what?
Blind.
They can bite me.
Right.
I'm still worried about people that are going to Alexandria. What are you doing there? There's no parking. There's a lot of one-way streets. Once you see the torpedo factory, forget it. You're done.
They have the worldwide list, too. Santa Fe ranked number 19 worldwide. The world number one
Hold
went
it,
to...
Hold it. Before you reveal it.
Yes.
Did Josh go there on his recent trip?
He did not.
Ah, snot.
The world number one went to Central Mexico's San Miguel de Allende.
Do they have Mexican food?
I bet they do.
Yep.
Mexico City made the top 10 at number 7. Chiang Mai, Thailand is second worldwide. Then Tokyo, Bangkok, and Jaipur, India. Jaipur.
Did you ever spend one night in Bangkok?
Yes, and the world's your oyster.
Exactly.
As soon as I did that.
Murray Head.
It was Murray Head. Probably one of the dirtiest names of anybody I've ever...
Yeah, no good.
Murray's
no
head. Anyway, there's a new show premiering this week on A&E. It's called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. And the reason it made it onto this news is because former FBI agents and a one named George Olivo gives people polygraph tests. And the first episode...
Polygraph tests.
Let me read that sentence again.
Yes,
you know, now I'm paranoid because
Don't be
of what
paranoid.
Josh said the other day.
No.
All right. Hold on. Stop texting me. Who's, goddammit, texting me right
Is
now?
Is it the funeral home?
No.
No. They found his mixer.
Oh, good. It's
There's
still
a new... Let me start again.
Please.
Hi. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
There's a new show premiering this week on A&E called Lie Detector. The first episode puts Gary Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price, on the hot seat and asks her questions about the fall that led to Gary's death.
You know, Mike, it's so nice you bring that up. I forgot that his death was related
I'm surprised
to a
you
fall.
Don't have one of his little cards in your desk drawer. There.
Dude, I wasn't invited.
When Olivo asked Sharon if she ever struck Gary during their relationship, she said no, and the polygraph result was inconclusive.
Oh, that's something.
He asked her if she intentionally decided to withhold help when Gary fell.
Not funny.
She said no, and once again, the result was inconclusive.
Yeah, that sucks. Sucks for Gary and all the Colemans.
Then,
hey, Mike, trivia question.
Yes?
Who wrote this song?
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke is right. Ten points on the board.
asked her if she physically caused Gary's fall. Once again, she said no. This time she failed with deception on the polygraph. I guess they have inconclusive and then with deception.
Yeah. Do you think that where, I don't know how he fell. Did he fall off of the top of a wedding cake?
Shannon does not agree with the results. She says, quote, we were extremely
disappointed. That's not how she talks, Mike. She talks like this.
We were extremely disappointed with the overall experience of both the polygraph testing and dealing with A&E. From the beginning, it was apparent they cared more about ratings than finding the truth.
Scott Shannon.
You ever done a polygraph test?
Have you?
I have not, but it sounds like a good rating. So you have done it in the past.
I've got one for your polygraph test. How is the connectivity in the Outer Banks?
It only breaks up when he lies, Mike.
Who has a funeral ticket in his desk drawer? There we go. The 40th anniversary of Live Aid is this Sunday. If you want to relive that moment in music history, the official YouTube channel will be celebrating with over 10 hours of footage. That's got your name on it,
Rob. I'll be all over it. It's fantastic.
A four-part documentary called Live Aid, When Rock and Roll Took the World, will also premiere on CNN at 9 p.m. Sunday night. But don't expect to see Led Zeppelin there. The three-song set that reunited Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones was such a disaster that they have refused to let any footage of it be included on official releases. Page previously mentioned in a former interview that Phil Collins, who was one of two drummers filling in for the late John Bonham, couldn't properly play the beginning of Rock and Roll. But Rock and Roll's an easy song
to
play.
Isn't that fairly simple? Yeah.
I've played that song. Plus, they got less than 2 hours to rehearse. They've been playing songs for 100 years.
Come on. Yeah.
Phil is not too fond of the performance either. He says if he could have walked off, he would have, because he didn't feel needed and felt like a spare part. So there's that.
I do remember watching it, and I think they were doing Stairway to Heaven, and it gets to the guitar solo part. It could be a different song, but I know when they got to the guitar solo part, they did a close-up on Jimmy Page, and at that very moment, every drug he ever took activated in his body because he did not play anything like the record. I mean,
really?
Gone. Oh, absolutely gone.
And you saw it.
I remember it, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's not good. Not good at all. On Monday, a Kansas City radio host named Kevin Kitesman.
Hi, Kevin.
He called Patrick Mahomes fat and embarrassing after seeing shirtless photos of him enjoying the 4th of July weekend with his family. Well, Patrick's longtime trainer, Bobby Strope, was having none of it. Bobby Strope, S-T-R-O-U-P, or Stroop.
Stroop!
Because it's kind of or Stroupe, because it's S-T-R-O-U-P-E.
Stroupe. Accent I go over the E.
Patrick's longtime trainer, Bobby Stroupe, was having none of it. In a since-deleted tweet, Bobby called out Kevin and said, quote, send me your location.
Oh.
He added, quote, you obviously need attention. You want to see what in shape is? Go make it through a practice at St. Joe or run a hurry-up offense scrambling back-to-back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look. It's performance. Stroupe continued.
Stroupe.
Also, research QBs and pitchers in the Hall of Fame with six packs. Tell me what percentage of them played well that way. Thanks.
Well you know,
yes. Go ahead.
Say, Sonny Jurgensen had a six pack, but it was actually
a different kind.
Yes.
Kevin Kitesman responded with a snappy rebuttal of his own.
What'd he say?
I'm not reading it. I hate DJs. Anyway, I hate myself. That's really what that's all about.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Here are the five hourly jobs with the highest job satisfaction. Number five, gyms. Number four, dentist's office. Yeah, remember that dentist? Well, you still go to him, right?
Yeah. Julia, actually, it's
happy and gay.
That's the reason
there?
She came up here, is because he's a great dentist. But yeah, there's a lot of gaiety there.
Number three, cafes and coffee shops. Number two, catering. And number one, weed or vape stores. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
There gross. Yeah. I would hate to work there.
At the other end of the list, the most depressing people work at pharmacies. They're most likely to feel stressed or frustrated by their job. Well, just break into one of the, you know, happy pill sections.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
Suck on a few of those. That'll help you
out. I wonder if the weed that. Store.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weed store. That's why it's like, I don't care. And no one comes in anyway. So
do they
cares?
Think they pay people hourly at a mortuary? Or is that more of a salaried position?
You know what? You want to double dip? You want to get yourself a little side hustle? I could see you doing that. But nothing to do with the bodies. You wouldn't want to
I'd
do
be
that.
A greeter.
You'd be like, so sorry.
Oh, no, I'd be different than that.
You would love that job.
I would, actually.
Oh,
I would.
My God, that's your second job.
Yep.
Finally today, a guy in Northern California, the best part of California, he saw an injured bear on the side of the road. So, well, he felt guilty and decided to help it out. And it responded very nicely by mauling him.
Oh, bear.
It happened late last month in Humboldt County. That's near the Oregon border. Mm-hmm. They didn't release the guy's name, but apparently he's 59 years old. One report said he saw the bear get hit, but a later report said he hit the bear with his car.
Oh, there's a
then
lot of stuff going on here.
Guilty
yeah.
about it, and he got out to render aid. He tried to give it a boost up over a concrete barrier on the side of the road.
Barrier.
But it was difficult because this was a full-grown 400-pound bear.
Oh, no.
That he hit. Yeah. The bear didn't know he was trying to help because it's a wild animal.
That's true.
It chomped down on his left forearm multiple times. An off-duty EMT applied a tourniquet to his arm and called 911. The guy was treated at a nearby hospital, but they didn't release details about his condition. Sadly, the bear didn't make it.
Oh, no.
They did have that in this story. Mm. But it goes on to say, before it went to bear heaven, it took one last in the woods.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Thank Mike, you, everybody.
With yeah. the bear gone, who's going to engineer a WJFK?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That's an inside joke about one of our engineers named Bear.
Bear.
Can you tell I'm enjoying my new processing? I like it a lot. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to? It's as easy as pie. You don't need to go on and on about your second hole-in-one and your hybrid four, because that is the truth.
That is the truth.
It's nicer to just show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. Now, I have something that I'm going to preview for you.
Oh.
The next time we have Naked Wine scheduled to be advertising on this podcast, I'm going to uncork a bottle of wine.
And fantastic.
And by the way, can I make a request that we have that early in the show, please? All right? That we have it maybe as our first
You don't
first
want to do it as the fourth spot?
Not at all. No, I want to enjoy it. I want a little chill on that wine. You know, as a matter of fact, I got one standing by, and I'm not sure. I can't see the label from here, but we're going to open it up right here on the show because
That's
we care.
That's going to be great.
Oh, man, wine is wonderful. Wine is the
food
of life.
Do you want to wait until we're going back to 8 a.m. starts before you do that?
Great idea. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you get 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Try to beat that anywhere.
You can't.
And you can pause and cancel. You can pause or cancel, I should say, at any time.
Shay.
So be ready for that. I've still got Scott Shannon on the brain, everybody.
I did not kill that little boy from Different Strokes. Arnold, what was it? Jackson. Arnold Jackson.
I did not push Gary Coleman down the stairs.
No, I'm an idiot. Arnold Drummond. Because Drummond. He was adopted.
Name of the actor that played his father?
Conrad Bain.
You got it. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Just remember that code for both of them for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get it?
Get it for, like, for golf.
Yeah, but you're supposed to yell it, though.
I finished my crazy English Department Q crime serial, which
I'm
was spectacular.
Because
by the way,
when you watched the first episode, you came in raving, double thumbs up, A+.
I just qualified it because it does require effort. Okay, there are TV shows that you just lie there and let it wash over you, like the lie detector show or The Bachelorette or something like that, where you really don't have to turn on your brain.
60 minutes before it was canceled.
And then there are shows that require you to think and noodle it through and try to figure out. Shows like Dateline, where they're showing you what's going on. Who did this? Who did this? This one is very complex, but I will tell you, enormous satisfaction at the end of Department Q. So I stand by.
How many episodes
original,
now that you've watched it?
I think there were 8 or 9 episodes the show. If you
want to
look at
watch it carefully, though.
If you like crime drama and you like British acting and cinematography, which is the best in the world, it's great, Rob. They do a better job. They pay more attention to it.
Now that you're back on,
yes,
I'll give it a try. You talked me out of it when you got hesitant.
I know. Yeah. And I almost talked a buddy of mine out of it, too. It's just interesting, and it's multi-layered, and it's great bad guys and
do they ever reveal
anti-heroes. It's really good.
Do they ever reveal what the Q stands for? Is that part of it, or is that just the name of the department?
It's where the office was put.
Department Q, they relegate them to the basement of the police station, and it's like where the showers used to be. It's that bad, and that's a big part of the show. But, man, likable characters, quirky characters, amazing acting, and really satisfying. It's like, when you watch an episode of a show and it wraps everything up and you have the finale, and it's like you've read a good book.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a thumbs up. So I wanted to, give you some. Now, you've had your comedy that you guys were talking about the other
day.
Heads
of State. Yes. You got to watch it.
Opposite.
You just have to watch it.
I agree.
It's so, you know what? You don't need to pay attention to this.
For years, you told me, curb your enthusiasm. And
right.
I just thought Larry David's one note was just so overplayed that I couldn't stay with it. Sell me on your Heads of State. I'm ready. I'm ready
to
believe
you. It's got two likable, very likable stars.
Yeah.
And they play off each other well. The script is not believable, but the dialogue is great. And the explosions and the car chases and the fighting is really top notch.
So highly entertaining is what you're saying.
Yeah, for an action film, you're going to love it. Absolutely.
They were given a pile of money and said, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
John Cena, though. I mean, I know he's a good guy and all
but
that.
But you know what? He plays a little stupid in this. I think you'll like it.
Okay, he's good. Yeah. He's good.
Oh,
he's
very good
guy.
And a wonderful person in real life.
And
so,
he's not trying to play above what he can play.
No, he isn't.
Right. Okay, all right. We have to move
and
along.
And a good surprise ending, too.
That's always nice, too. I enjoy that. We're actually fine on time right now. I'm sorry, I got confused with my new bells and whistles. I wanted to ask Josh about the Outer Banks. Now, you are still up there with one son, is that right?
With my daughter.
Oh, your
Camden
daughter
is there. Yeah.
Just
Camden.
Your daughter. Just one child up there. What is your daughter's name? I'm sorry. We haven't worked together. Camden.
Camden. Yeah.
Like
Camden,
the yards.
Camden Yards. Named after Camden Yards. Correct. And you and your daughter up there, anything fun? Did you do anything fun today?
Yes. Last night, my parents arrived. So this morning, I went out and played pickleball with my dad.
Wow.
And he has a pickleball club here of like 10 guys and ladies that get together to play pickleball every morning.
How did you fare in the competition?
With 10 people, it's only 4 on the court at once, right?
There are 2 courts.
Oh, okay.
So you rotate around.
And, your height, I don't know whether it would be a disadvantage or an advantage. Your reach probably would be an advantage.
I have not played a whole lot. I've played a little bit over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I held myself perfectly fine. It may help that everyone else on the court was 65 and older.
That's true.
Wow. So did you play aggressively?
I did not play too aggressively. I held back a little bit as far as aggressiveness.
Okay.
Was there an attitude? See, if I was playing with somebody older, it might be kind of fun to, just like smash it.
If
like
you're
hit
playing
him in
with
the
knee someone
and go,
older, woo! Make sure you have the pads ready.
Well, there's a little bit. There's a little bit of that when my dad's on the other side, where we want to knock each other out.
Is he as competitive as your brother? Because I know you have a legendary competitive streak.
My dad is more competitive.
More competitive.
Yes. So my brother arrives here this weekend, and I'm sure the three of us will end up with some one-on-one pickleball, and that's where it'll get really competitive.
This opens up a door that I want to explore just for a second. Great. Here, because I want to ask you, the three of you, it's your father, it's Josh, yes, and then it's Sam.
Matt.
Your brother, your Matt. Yes, that's Matt, what I yes. said. So yes. It's Matt Soroka, and you're watching an Orioles game. And the Orioles have a commanding 5-0 lead going into the last inning in the ninth. Mm-hmm. And in the bottom of the ninth, they're on the road. In the bottom of the ninth, the home team, Texas Rangers, let's make it just a random team, comes back and puts a sixth spot up there, and they get a walk-off base hit. Who gets angriest in that room? You, your brother, or your father? Who gets demonstrably angriest?
Yeah. Let's just say, as a kid, I had friends that would ask me the score of the Oriole game before coming over, because they didn't want to come over because my dad would be upset if the Orioles lost a big game.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's your dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your dad. Okay.
Yes. He's the most competitive.
My kids used to get calls to ask if I'd been drinking before friends would come over.
Oh, God. If Rob had been drinking, they all wanted to come over.
Well, sure, because you know what I do? Share and share alike. Have you ever had a peachy keen?
There you go, kids. Yeah.
Now, Mike, you know what else I did this afternoon?
What's that?
Is I went out and made the ad for TikTok for Fair Harbor.
Oh, this is great, Mike.
We have it?
I have it ready to premiere here before I upload it to TikTok and YouTube.
This is exciting. This is. You're going to see this. Now, listen, if you advertise, and I'll give a little pitch for us. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This is our opportunity to speak. If you advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, you don't just get a mention on this fabulous, well-received podcast, which has delivered for advertisers for multiple decades, ladies and gentlemen, but you also get a little video presentation on occasion. And Josh has been working very hard on this, and I, for one, am dying to see it, to see what's going on.
And I'll tell you, I took care of Fair Harbor. The challenge is now on you two to come up with something for some other sponsors.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing it shirtless.
All right.
Here we period.
Go. Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
My wife says I'm too sexy for this ad. Like my Fair Harbor shorts? You can get them over at fairharborclothing.com/TMOS.
Clothing.
Of course.
Oh, this is going to be... Oh, yes, a cannonball. Underwater, Josh.
Remember, look at my hair. It's beautiful. Remember, that's fairharborclothing.com/TMOS for 20% off. These shorts are made from recycled water bottles. So not only do I look good, I get to pretend I care about the environment. Use that code TMOS so they know you came from the Michael Mara Show, and you'll save 20% off with Fair Harbor Clothing.
Clothing?
Your floaty is a Simpsons donut, is it not?
Oh. It is. It's a donut.
That's beautiful.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, so my God. Hope Fair Harbor about is excited value for that. Added.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot. But I am here to tell you that I all I say when I see that is more. Carla's gonna go out of her mind when she sees that. Spectacular.
Especially with
job.
His shirt off.
Oh my God. That's awesome. That is awesome. I can't believe
I
can't wait to show everybody that. Fair Harbor, you've got a bonus. That is a bonus, ladies and gentlemen.
That'll be up on our TikTok and YouTube and all later today.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Fantastic job. I love that. And, hey, that man is in the pool. Bringing sexy back, ladies and gentlemen.
When you see it on TikTok, Mike, make sure you smash that like button.
Yeah, and ring that bell.
That's right.
Yeah, or do they have a bell? I don't know.
I think you get a bell as an alarm if something happens.
Well, we will upload to YouTube. YouTube has a bell.
I got to mention this before we proceed here, that arguably our previous incarnation, for the guy that's been working overtime and, and just doing a great job, was the fireworks show for our cocktail show. And, you know, if you want to get in on that and the bonus content of the show, it's really a great family. Yeah. We'd love you to join the TMOS bonus show family. Hell to the yes. Every day, we are maximizing the bonus show experience, aren't we, fellas? Of course
yes,
we
of
are.
Course of course we are.
Because better access means more fun. We're giving you more because you deserve more. Like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras. These episodes, you are going to love them, ladies and gentlemen. They are fantastic, and they are there for you. Why, you ask? Because we care.
Yes.
We care so much it hurts. We care so much that we bleed. We bleed for this show, ladies and gentlemen. TMOS
bleed.
Extras. They're so much fun, and they are only available to bonus show subscribers.
A new one drops tomorrow, Mike.
It's great extra content
yes.
that you will love. Or if you just want to get to the creamy center, the center cookie of the show, sign up for commercial-free TMOS,
yes.
which also includes the bonus show every week. Plus, every bonus show team member gets first dibs on exciting TMOS offers and instant access to the exclusive TMOS supporters Facebook page and things like our cruise. Just visit MikeOMaraShow.com. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps it coming. Be a hero. Be a helper. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bring your dog along. We'll give him a bonus, too. Had a very serious discussion with my son on the drive up to Sarasota today.
About what? You know,
about the dogs. That it's no longer going to be asked. It's going to be done. And at soon to be 12, you know, where he reaps the reward of his fishing stuff or his...
Yeah.
baseball training or his Pokemon habit, which, you know, I think we have been very generous with. The time comes to just not have to ask. And I said, no longer are the dogs going to be a request. It is your chore. It is your single chore to. Now, why do you say that so dismally?
Because I tried that with my kids. I said, you can't get a dog until you promise that you will walk him every day.
How old were they when you said that?
They were 14 they were and 12.
22.
No, they were not 22.
They were really that old?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a lot. But you know, you got to. I'm going to be a hard ass about it. I'm going to be a hard
How
ass.
Hard? You, the dog goes away?
No, because I love the dog, and I couldn't live with myself if I sent one of the dogs away. But it will be, you know, well, I have a way of communicating. That is fairly efficient when I really want something.
How is that?
Well, I do what my dad did. My dad had a big old baritone like I do. And, you know, if you pissed him off, you'd hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I mean, look, at a certain point, you know, they don't control things, Rob.
I
control things. That's the way it goes. Come
As
on,
As I
man.
Said, good luck.
Well, you
what you
said
may
because
want to
you
do,
didn't have that luck because your kids didn't respond to you. But you
I
know,
wish,
sometimes,
I hope that it's better for you.
Because Rob, I haven't had luck yet either.
So, I mean, it's a
I'll
tough
keep
one.
Trying.
What you should do, Mike, is until he walks the dog, you should lock all bathrooms in the house so he can't go to the bathroom.
That's a right. wonderful idea. And then
you
when he calls
the
social
when
security,
when the dog uses the bathroom,
exactly.
He made his regular joke. He says, "I'm going to call social services, bitch." And then I made the mistake of laughing out loud at that because that's a meme that's out there for the
yes,
kids, right?
Right.
I'm gonna call social services on your ass, bitch.
Bitch.
How do you not laugh at that?
Maybe
non-disc jockey fathers won't laugh at that, but I certainly laugh.
Like a
out
guy
loud
that
at
works
that.
At Google, not laughing at that.
It's crazy. Michael,
go walk the dog, Michael.
No, let me see. Is he there? He might not be around. Michael!
Well,
he might be out fishing.
It's 5:53 Eastern, and the catfish are biting.
By the way, within the neighborhood, I don't care anymore. I thought about it.
Good.
Hey, buddy, what is this mic's not working. We just got this. So you just be loud. You can stay over there.
Okay.
All right. He has the comedy gene. I'm sorry. What can I say? He's been making me laugh all day. He was a great companion. What is the number one chore now that you will have that will not be requested of you? It will be expected of you.
Walk dogs.
Thank you. You've passed the test. Congratulations. High five. Come on, bring it over here. All right. And by the way, what do you say to me when I where are you? What? No, I don't want you to come on camera. All right, come around. Come around. Well, that's fine.
What do you say to me? The household, Josh.
What do I say when I threaten you with the beatings beginning? What's that standard meme that you like to quote about social services? What is
can
it?
Can I say the whole thing?
Yes, you can say the whole thing. Go ahead.
Please do not touch me, or I will call Child Protective Services on your bitch ass.
Wow.
Thank you.
He certainly meant it. That, you know what? That was a little
he
more
did it
saucy.
Better than I did. Yeah.
That was saucier than you presented.
It was saucier than my version of it, which I think is fantastic. Yeah. So, hey, you remember. That's how heavy duty. It was a serious conversation.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Look, do I expect it to be an easy haul? Not at all. I believe this will take some time. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to promise you that by the fall, it will be, this is what I will say when the time comes. I will say two words, Michael, dogs.
But he will say, Dad, school.
Oh, God. I'm doing the best I can.
You have a chance this summer, but I think it's all going to be ruined once school starts.
Well, all I know is I have a shiny new piece of equipment that I'm using, and I'm excited about it.
Don't let him touch it. Don't let him walk that.
Yeah, I just want to do it so that I'm not like chewing up everybody's time trying to figure this out like I did today. You know, I mean, everything was ready to go until the sky exploded with thunderstorms.
I thought we all handled it well.
Yeah,
and we got it worked out. And Josh is brilliant. He figured out the setting and we got it done. And here you are.
Can't figure out my other microphone, though. It's not working. Hello, hello.
There is a setting within that board for that particular model of microphone.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, it doesn't remember. We got to work on it. Go through the voice processor.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, I disengaged that in a rather violent way.
Right, so we got to back up a little bit.
Yeah, we got to go back a ways on that, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be
okay.
Were
you abrupt in your disconnection of your vocal changing machine?
I was more than abrupt, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Where are we in the show?
We need to do one more commercial or one more break, and then we'll do some beautiful video. Yeah,
All right, good. Let's get right to that, and that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you about something very near and dear to my heart, and more importantly, to my wife's heart. Mm-hmm. It's DermGlow Skin. DermGlowSkin.com. Big news. For the month of July, only GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. That's right. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? GLP-1 and GIP are weight loss game changers. They curb cravings, calm food noise, and help your body burn fat like never before. And if you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, then tirzepatide microdosing options are gentle, effective, and perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. Great for maintenance too. Here's how easy it is. Take the quiz online, get approved by a licensed provider, then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. No appointments, no stress, just results. Real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until July 31st. So act now.
Right now.
Now. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go!
Hey, go. I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, you're alive.
I'm alive.
You're alive.
Yeah.
If you're keen, you're in with the onset. Keen 900 K-E-Y-N.
I just had time for a short one.
Yes, right.
Mike, this is truly a great land that we live in. Do you remember the Fire Music Festival? F-Y-R-E?
Yeah, the guy that ripped everybody off, like down in the Bahamas or something
like
that?
Yeah, his name was, and I jotted it down here, Billy McCarthy, I believe is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And the legendary thing that signifies this festival to me was the cheese sandwich. I think we all remember the picture of when they said they were going to provide food, and it was
catering.
They said
that it would be catered.
Yeah, and it was just a stale bread with cheese on it.
With a piece of cheese.
Well, he's got a new angle, Mike. He's selling the naming rights. Well, no, he's actually selling the brand Fyre Festival on eBay. So now, Mike, you can own Fyre Festival.
This is Billy McFarland, and I've done a lot of crazy things, but this might be the craziest thing yet. This is day six of doing a walk and talk every single day. And today I am taking the most famous festival brand, Fyre Festival, and putting it up for auction on eBay, starting at 1 cent. We've had over 1,000 offers for the Fyre brand, but I am done playing games. Through all the noise, the chaos. Dick.
I hate him so much.
Hey, didn't he
I
do
hate
time?
Him so much.
Didn't he do time?
Yes, I think he did.
I think he did too.
And don't forget, he was also somehow mixed up with that that lady with the fake heiress. I can't think of her name. That they did the miniseries about.
Where she was Anna? Pretending.
Yeah, he's somehow mixed up with that. So, I mean, it's all very unsavory.
Let me give a message to him, okay?
Please.
Hey, dude, get a paper route. How about that? Huh?
That's solid. That's solid. And right. Mike, while we go on about what a great land we live in, here's another example. This lady got some grief this week because she was taking her girl to get her first spray tan. Her girl is 8.
Spray tan with us. God. Giada's going to get her first ever spray tan today from her aunt. So, mind your business. It's just sugar and water. Sugar and water. I said, any speed time, any summer
mind your business. Mind your business, Mike. That's got to be the aunt there. So I think 8 is a little too young.
What's all the jewelry?
Yeah.
Is that at the tanning salon?
Yeah, well, you can't think that the aunt's going to make a living just tanning. She has to sell shitty jewelry, too.
Yeah. I dated a woman way back when from a tanning place.
Really?
Yeah, I won't go into it.
Okay. I don't remember her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Were you pretty tan?
No, I didn't spend a lot of time in there tanning.
Okay, look out.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
And Mike, the last example of why we live in such a great country.
Yes.
Here's some advice. How long ago since you've put together a CV or a resume?
Oh, my God. Never.
Okay, it's changed, Mike. Here's the method that you need to use now if you want to get a job.
I've been job searching lately, and I'll be honest, it's going pretty well because not one word on my resume is true. It's literally all f***ing made up. Like, you would not believe the insane lies. I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. They're like, oh, you worked at this place? I'm like, yeah, dude, me and Balboni, we were at Tough Knuckles Construction. I'm like, I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. But I'm just saying, both people are very impressed. I had one guy, I said I worked as like a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate, right? And he took one look at my interview and he goes, or my resume, and he goes, this is like, Prime 7's a really good company. I made it up.
So, Mike, he's just making up all of his references and everything.
Yeah, but here's where the thing goes sideways for me.
Right.
I think he's making that up.
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. He's not. He didn't really do that. Why would he? It's completely counterintuitive to go online and talk about that.
Only if he didn't get the job, maybe.
No, I think if he did it for real,
he would videotape himself going to these interviews.
Exactly.
And have things to show.
Yep.
I see that. That's valid. Okay.
Yep.
But those are three reasons to love this country, Mike. And
Rob gets very disappointed when we out-sleuth him. He doesn't like that.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault, Mike. You're a trusting individual, and I get that.
Not always.
Any guy that would post a video like that, he's going to scam you on the video, too.
Right. Yeah, but he looked like enough of an idiot. Maybe it was true. I don't know. You know what? I want it to be true.
I know you do. I'm sorry.
Remember when Mike used to bring, is this real or fake videos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that falls in line with
that. I've been scammed probably more than anybody on the show. I believe it, you know? I thought there was a man, half crab, half man, in coming out of a sewer.
That's not true. I'll tell you what is true is that this month marks the anniversary of Live Aid, and we discussed it in your news that there won't be Led Zeppelin. You will see this. This was a great moment because this record was on the charts. And not only was it Dire Straits, but Sting sang his part live on this concert performance, and this is at Wembley.
That's Sting at his prime.
He looks so much like Charlie Broyhill there.
Wow, he does. A young Charlie Broyhill.
A young, vibrant Charlie Broyhill. And then they go in to do the record. It was just so cool.
Such talent on that stage.
A lot of radio stations didn't play the intro, all of this.
Which was a crime because it's that good.
It is really, right? It's just a fantastic record.
And the drumming. Oh yeah. God. That right there. That's worth watching that documentary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll be on it.
Yeah. Okay, sound man. Pay attention. Right, Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you hear that when you hear that? It's like, yeah. You didn't front the guitar, you dipshit. I mean, really? Come on.
This has got the most bleeps of any show we've done in a while.
Wow.
Oh, but anyway, so you know what? That's fun to watch for me. I love that.
I do too.
And let's too. Close with this, Mike. This is called Dads of TikTok. And this made me laugh because it's very true that if dad is on the phone and you hand him something, he'll take it, but he won't break conversation. He'll just keep taking things. And as an experiment, his wife did that to him. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Just plan on doing that coming over on that Thursday. We're actually inviting our linemen over too. And we'll do, you know, just little competitions.
She handed him a mascara.
You know, little fun games, little relays and stuff like that with the linemen as well.
She's going to get something else.
Heck, I'm on vacation right now, so I don't have my calendar.
A pamphlet?
If I told you anything, it wouldn't.
But everything he's taking is handed to him.
It's also got the old man way to talk into the phone.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
it's like, hand, yeah, like kind of turning his ear towards it. What you going to hand him now? You got to go for a threefer on this lady.
Oh, it's more than three, Mike.
Okay.
Here she comes. Right. So it's been a mascara and a pamphlet. Now she's handed him a half a bag of potato chips.
He's like totally not clear. Oh, yeah. If they faked this one, they did a great job. So
I think this one is real.
Dog leash?
Yeah, she says, never mind.
Oh, that's funny.
But he's still doing this conversation, and he's still holding the potato chips,
yeah,
which are closed poorly. They're now 2-liter bottle of Coke.
That'll be just fine.
Okay. That's the best one.
That's the best one.
Look at him holding all the stuff. Never broke stride.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Paper towels.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Mike?
That's all I have for you today. Good job. Thank you all very much. Thanks, coworkers, for putting up with my technical issues. I appreciate that.
You sounded dynamite. It was worth the wait.
I loved it. I love the sound. It's been fantastic. I hope it sounds good on the actual finished product. And we want to thank you for supporting the show. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow with more fun and more thrills, ladies and gentlemen. For Josh LaRocque and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Funeral. I love him. I do.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.